As promised, just to go back for a moment to the sugya of Tokfu Kayan. Which part of the sugya? The Gemara had brought a Mishnah, which is a Mishnah Mesechtes Becheiros, that said, Kofatz echad mena minuyin l'toichon kulam peturin. A person had a whole bunch of behemoths, and he's being mafrish, maisa behema. 1, 2, 3, kibakoras reya edroi. And all of a sudden, one of the animals that he had already counted was kafats back into the deer. It jumped back into the old balagan of all the animals that he has. So the Mishnah says, kulam peturim. The halach is at this point, this person is going to be exempt from being mafish maisa behema. He can't be mafish maisa behema anymore. And the reason is because you can't count an animal twice as it relates to maisa behema. Once an animal was counted, whether it was the first, the second, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, or tenth, it doesn't matter. Once an animal was one of the menuyin, at that point, it cannot be one of the menuyin for a second time. And being that it can't be one of the menuyin for a second time, that means that one of the animals in this deer right now, you know for a fact, is disqualified from being able to go tachas ha-shevet for a second time. And being that there's one animal here that's a problem, that knocks out the entire geshaft. And the reason is because there's a halacha in Maisa Behema that the 10th animal has to be Asiri Vadai, V'loy Asiri Safi. You have to know for sure that the 10th animal is the 10th. And if you don't know for sure that it's the 10th, if you have a suffix whether it's the 10th, then it doesn't have any Kedushas Maisa Behema. It's Gzeres HaKosev Asiri, and we darshan Asiri Vadai, V'loy Asiri Safi. And being that one of these animals right now, it could be you have 500 animals, but one of these animals is from the Menuyin, every single time an animal is going to go Tachas HaShevet, when it's going to be number 10, it's going to be a suffix. Is this 10th a real 10th? Maybe one of the 10s was one of the Menuyin, and as a result, it's really not the 10th. And there's a din, Asiri Vada V'lei Asiri Suffix. Therefore, the Allah is Kofatz Echad Min HaMenuyin L'Toichon Kulam Betur. Tosfos asks the very obvious kasha, and that is Tema, the Levatel Berubo. Why do we say Bittel Berayv? V'lechayvu Kulu B'meiser. What happened to Bittel Berayv? In Kala Taira Kula, the rule is Achri Rabba Mahatois. So why do we say that? Being that Roiv of the animals are not from the Menuyin, so the one that is from the Menuyin should be Batal B'Roiv. Another Nusach that the Rishonim asked this Kasha in is, why do we say Kol De Parish, Meiruba Parish, if Roiv of these animals right now are not from the Menuyin, so every time an animal goes Tachas HaShevet, so this animal is being Parish from the Roiv animals that are not Menuyin, Kol De Parish, Meiruba Parish, we would assume that it's not from the Menuyin. In other words, Tosfos, the Rishonim asked the Grace of Kasha, that what happened to Bittel B'Roiv? So in yesterday's daf, from 7.5 years ago, we mentioned the teretz that the Shita Mekubetzes brings from the Rosh, who says, a dover yodua and a dover nifla, says the Rosh. V'oid yesh loymer. Kivan dechazinon. Da'afilu hecha diyocha la'asurei memonov shachpater. Mishum da'asiri vadei amrachmono v'loy asiri. Min hasafik, being that it's mavur in the laws of Maisa Behema, that there's a halacha of asiri vaday v'loy asiri safik, which holds Maisa Behema to a standard that's higher than the standard that other areas of halacha are held to. It's for that reason the halacha is that even if you're going to have a situation where there's going to be a roiv, still, you're not going to be able to be soymich on the roiv in order to be mafresh maisa behema. And the reason is because even when you have roiv, la'olam loynafik michlal safik asiri. Roiv does not have the ability to take a safik and say that it's no longer a safik. So that although it's true there is a parish in the Torah that when you have a safik you can go basa roiv, that parish in the Torah of roiv is going to work for most parishes in the Torah. But when it comes to maisa behema, where the standard is higher, where it says asiri vada v'lei asiri safik, and if there's a tzad safik here, that's enough to say that you can't be mafresh maisa behema. Even when you have a roiv, you still have a tzad safik. And being that you still have a tzad safik, if there's a halach of asiri vada v'lei asiri safik, that in and of itself is not going to be enough to allow you to be mafresh maisa behema. So the Rishonim's kasha was, every kofetzachem and amenuyim, why don't you say bittel b'roiv? Why don't you say kol de parish, meruba parish, zok de rosh? The reason is because even when you have a roiv, roiv does not make a safik. And being that there's a halacha, asiri vada v'loy asiri safik, so as long as there's a tzad safik, that's enough to say that you can't be mafresh maisa behema. Even when there's a roif, there's a tzad sofik, and as a result, you will not be able to be mafish my sevim. So, in yesterday's daf, again, from the last machzer, we mentioned Rab Kivega's kasha in a tshuva. I think it's kedai to go through this Rab Kivega, albeit in a little bit of a slower way. So this tshuva for Rab Kivega is in chelut base, it's in simen kufres. The shoyl in the tshuva was a yid that Rab Kivega refers to as Yedidi Hagayve de Kilo Kedosha Templeberg Harav Tuvio Neiro Yoyes. If so, some of you don't voice Bekever. So this yid, this Gaivid of Templeberg, Harav Tuvio, he asked Rab Kivega Gevaldige Kasha. His Kasha was, everyone knows, the halacha is Sofik Tumo Bershus Hayachid Sveikoi Tome. Sofik Tumo Bershus Harabim Sveikoi Tar. So if you have a Sofik Tumo Bershus Harabim, even though the Sofik is a Sveikoi Tereis, it doesn't matter. Sofik Tumo Bershus Harabim, the halacha is Sveikoi Tahir. Stating that, the halacha is that in the event that you have a Sofik Tumah Bershus Harabim, but Roiv would seem to suggest that there's Tumah. So for example, there's 9 Shrotzim and 1 Svardeya, right? The 9 Shrotzim, 9 of the Shmaida Shrotzim, which are Tameh, and 1 Svardeya, which is not Tameh. Upiresh, and one of these creatures was Pairesh. Vinoga, and it touched Tyrus. So it's a Mefurish, a Taisefta, Perikei, Halachites, and a Sechtes Tyrus. The halach is that even if this happens in Rishus HaRabim, the thing that it touches is going to be Tameh. Why? Because although Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Sveikoi Tar, but over here you have Raif, called the Parish Miruba Parish. Of the 10 creatures, 9 of them were Shrotzim. It's only 1 frog. The other 9 were Shrotzim. And as a result, you have a called the parish miruba parish. The halacha is there's going to be tumah. So the shoyl asks Rab Kivega. He says, I don't understand. Sofik tumah b'shus harabim sveikei tar is halacha l'mayish misina. It's a din that every single time there's a sofik tumah, if it's in Rishus HaRabim, it's automatically tar. The Rosh said in the sugi of Takfu Kayin above Mitzia Davav on the days that any time you have a sofik, even if there's a roiv michlal sveiko loy nafka, it still remains a sofik. If that's the case, so why is it that you go bas a roiv when you have a Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim? At the end of the day, it's still Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. And if the din is Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveikoi Tar, so why is it Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim when you have a Kol the Parish Meruba Parish, the halach is that you're going to say that it's a problem? What's the difference, L'chura, between a situation where there's a Roiv or there's not a Roiv? The Rosh said it with regards to the halach of Maisa Behemo, where there's a din, Asiri Vada V'Loi Asiri Sofik. If there's a Sofik Maisa Behemo, so you can't be Mafish Maisa Behemo, even the Mon of Shach, you can't be because once you're a Sufik, you're automatically excluded, and even when you have a called the parish, Meruba parish, it doesn't change anything. No, if that's the case, so why don't we say the same thing as it relates to Sufik to Mishas Ram? So Rab Kivager told his Yedid, the Gaivit of Templeberg, Rab Tovia, 3 terutzim. The second teretz that he told him was that the chilik is pashat. The chilik is that this that we say, that Asiri Vada Evaloy Asiri Sofik, and as a result, you can't even go Basarayv. That's only true in the Sugya of Maisa Behema, where the whole Shaila of this Behema is Negeya, the laws of Maisa Behema. So Kovat Echem and Amenuyan. And now one of the animals was Pirish. You want to know, is it one of the Menuyan? Is it not one of the Menuyan? What's a Negeya, right? What's the halachic significance? Whether this is one of the Menuyan or whether it's not one of the Menuyan. It's Negeya, the laws of Maisa Behema. Otherwise, who cares if it's from the Menuyan, right? It has zero relevance in halacha other than in the Sugya of Maisa Behema. Being that it's only Negeya, the Sugya of Maisa Behema. And there's a halacha of Asiri Vada Vilei Asiri Sofik. It doesn't have the ability to be Machriya Betei is Vadai, that this is really not one of the Menuyin, so therefore you're going to be stuck. It's not going to work. However, says Reb Kivager, as it's Negeya, the halacha of these 10 Shrotzim, Upiresh Echemehem, and you want to know now which one of these Shrotzim was Pirish, that's Negeya other areas as well. Because whether an animal is a Sheretz or whether it's a Tzvardeya is Negeya if you eat the Sheretz, whether you're going to get Malkus if you only eat an Adash or if you don't eat an Adash. So Tzvardeya is not kosher. But the Shrotzim have a Chiddush that even Bika Adash, the Loch is to get Malkus. So there, whether or not it's the Tzvardeya or it's one of the Shrotzim, is not only Negeya the laws of Sofik Toma, it's Negeya the laws of Macholos Asuras as well. And as a relates to Machalas Asurois, over there there is a halacha if you go Basaroi. Because over there there's no din that as long as it's a tzad sofik that gets you into trouble. There you have the regular Shulchan Aruch of Achir Rabban Lahatis where you're always supposed to go Basaroi. So it says Reb Kiva Eger that being that this Shail of Kol Deparish Merubah Parish, as it's Negeya to the Sheretz and the Tzfardeya, has implications in areas of halacha other than Tumah, and in those implications there is a din Roiv. Once you go Basaroi in that area of halacha, so it's already yuchzak that you're going to go Basaroiv, and once you go Basaroiv, you can apply it broadly, and you're going to say the same halacha of Roiv as it relates to the halacha of Sofik Tumah. So it's true, if all we were dining was Sofik Tumah, so then, and Ochinami, you would say that even when you have a Roiv, the Roiv wouldn't be able to be Machri, the Sofik Tumah. But over there, the Sofik is not only Negeya Sofik Tumah, it's also Negeya Lukos Olo Bekadash. Is it a Sheretz? Is it a Tzvardeya? So being that it has other implications in halacha, it's not only Negeya the Sofik Tumah, so it's for that reason, over there, you're going to be able to go Basaroiv. As opposed to Kofat Zachem and Minuyin, the case of the Rosh, over there it's not only Negeya, it's only Negeya, the laws of Maisa Behema. What else is in Negeya? I mean that all it's Negeya is the laws of Maisa Behema. And by Maisa Behema, as long as it's a Tzad Sofik, that's enough to say that you can't be Mafresh Maisa Behema. And Roiv doesn't have the ability to make it Oy Sofik, because Michal Sveikaloi Nafka, Son of Kivega, this was the second Teretz that he said. That's the Chiluk between Sofik Tumah B'Shosa Rabin, when you go Basaroiv, as opposed to Sofik Maisa Behema. Said Rab Kivega, I'll prove to you that my Teretz is right. I'll prove it to you. Because the halacha is that a treifa is not kosher for Maisa Behema. If someone has an animal that's a treifa, it cannot be one of the 10 animals that goes tachas hashevet as it relates to Maisa Behema. Freik Rab Kiveger, every single animal really is a suffix that it might be a treifa. Right? How do you know an animal's not a treifa? You drink milk from an animal. How do you know you're not drinking cholov treifa? The reason is because roiv animals are not treifas. You go baser roiv. So Freik Rab Kiveger, I don't understand. The Rosh said that Roiv doesn't have the ability to make Oy Sofik. If Roiv doesn't have the ability to make Oy Sofik, how could you ever have Maisa Behema? Forget about Kofetz Echem and Aminun. How in the world would you ever have a case of Maisa? The whole parsha of Maisa Behema would seem to be dead on arrival. It has no Avana. Because a Trefa is not okay. The only way to know an animal is not a Trefa, you don't really know until you shecht it. So the only way, right, start with the Sirchus now. So try to get a Glat Beis Yosef animal from Maisa Behema. It's not so poshut. So at the end of the day, you don't know if the animal's a treif or not. You're going to know after you shecht it. The teretz is you're going to go basar roi, but I can't use roi for ma'isa behemo because asiri vada v'lay asiri sofik. Zok Rab Kiveger, it's muchach ma'ichilik. You have to say that as it relates to the sofik treifa, that's not only a sofik inochas ma'isa behemo, that's the game. Can I drink the milk? That's the game. Can I eat the animal? That has other implications. I mean that has other implications. Avada, there's a din roi and kol ha'teru kulu. Once I have roi, then again the sofik treifa, so I'm going to have the roi klapi the hilchas ma'isa behemo as well. It's tavka. Where it's only Negei Maisa Behema, being that it's only Negei Maisa Behema, and over there there's a din, Asir Vadav Leah, Asir Sofik, and the Rosh was Mechadish, that even when you have a Roi, Mechal Sveg Olay Nafka, that's where it's going to be. Zok Rab Kiveger, Ubozem Miyushim Adekoshali. With this, he can answer another one of my kashas, right? Every time Kiveger says he can answer another one of my kashas, it's answering a Rab Kiveger's Akasha. So Rab Kiveger, I can answer another kasha with this, and that is the Gemara. We learned this together not so long ago, although it feels like a long time ago, in the end of Masechtas Kedushin, when we were learning Perek Asari Yuchsin. The Gemara says, Kedushin Ayin Beis, that it says 5 times in the Torah, in the parish of Mamzer, and all the people that are also loving Bakal, the word Kahal. And the Gemara darshins why it says the word Kahal 5 times. One of the halachas that we learn is that although a mamzer is also lovi b'kal Hashem, but it's only kal vaday that a mamzer is also lovi. B'kal sofik he's allowed to come to. Meaning, if you know for sure someone's b'kal Hashem, you know for sure someone's not a mamzer, then lo yovi mamzer b'kal Hashem. That person can't marry a mamzer, or the mamzer can't marry him. If, however, you have a kal sofik, a sofik mamzer, so then there's no isser of lo yovi mamzer b'kal Hashem. Freik Rab Kiveger, I understand. If you're telling me that the only time it's usser for a mamzer to enter the Kal Hashem, it's a lav in the Torah, is if it's Kal Vadai, how could you ever know for sure that a person is not a mamzer? How do you know a person's father is his father? So the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph says it's based on a roiv. Roiv bi'ilois achra ba. You don't know for sure. It's based on roiv. If you're going to tell me the Rosh is chiddush in the sugya of Takfu Koyim, that every time you have a roiv, michal sveikaloi nafka, so it comes out, every kal vade is really a kal sofik. Because the vade is based on the roiv of roiv bilazach rabal. But really you don't know. So if you don't know, so there's no such thing as a kal vade. So what then does it mean when it says in the Torah, lo yovei mamzer b'kal Hashem? How could you have a kal vade like the Rosh? So Rab Kiveger, it's a raya to what I'm saying. It's a raya that the only time we say this principle, that Rav doesn't have the ability to be Machriya Safik, and as a result you have a problem, that's if it's only Negeya the Parsha, we're in Safik, you're going to have a problem. But being that the Rav Bilas Achrabal is not only Negeya the Aloch of Kal Vaday, it's not only Negeya the Aloch of Mamzer Vaday, right, it's Negeya, is this your father, is it your mother, is it Achiv, keep it up, hey, Makov of Imai, Makal of Imai, it's Negeya other areas of Aloch as well. So once the Rav is Machriya for those Halochas, so there's already a Yuchsak, and once there's a Yuchsak, at that point, it's going to be different. In other words, Rabbi Kivega told the Shoyal, he said that you want to know why you can go Basir Rav as it relates to Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. Either it's a Din Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, as long as it's a Tzad Safik, it's automatically going to be taught. So who cares that Rav Ashrotzim and Rav Atomim? At the end of the day, Michlal Sveikaloi Nafka, the Rosh was Mechadish. Zok Rabbi Kivega, it's true, Michlal Sveikaloi Nafka. And if the Rav was only coming to be Machriya, the Parsha, where if there's a Tzad Safik, it automatically triggers a certain Allah and a Chanami, you wouldn't be able to work with Rav. In the parish of Shemayna, the parish of the Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, it's not only Negei the Safik Tumah, and being that it's not only Negei the Safik Tumah over there, and he said, I have two rayas to it. Number one, every Maitse Behema, why isn't there a problem, Safik Treifa? And not just do, how is it, not just that, but how is it ever possible to have a situation of Layov and Mamza Bekal Hashem Bekal Vaday, L'chayre, every Kal Vaday is a Kal Safik? The Teretz says, because those parishes are always Negei other areas of Halacha. I mean that they Negei other areas of Halacha, so if it's for that reason, once it's yuchzak for that area halacha, you can broadly apply it. This is Reb Kiveger's mahalach that he told the shoyel. In Chuvas Reb Kiveger chelik beisim and kufches. It is kedai to mention that this Reb Kiveger is also mentioned in another art, Chikav. It's in the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah. So in the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah, which was written by Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, who Kiyodua was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Kiveger, so he brings, and this is in Parshas Bechukosai by the Parsha Maisa Behema, he says, V'sha'alti espi adoini moiri v'rabi, ha'goyin Rabbi Kiveger z'chroinu l'vracha. He asked him a kasha. What was the kasha? He asked him the kasha that the Gaivit of Templeberg, Harav Tuvia, asked Rabbi Kiveger. He asked him the same exact kasha. And in the Ksava Kabbalah, he doesn't bring three terutzim that the Rebbe told him. He brings one teretz, the teretz that we spoke out. This middle teretz in the tshuva. Sounds like maybe this was the Iker teretz of Rabbi Kiveger. But either way, so it's brought down in the Ksava Kabbalah, tucked away in Parshas Bechukosai, this same exchange. But I just want to mention, just to open up the conversation, and Beis Hashem, we're going to revisit this. There's another mahalach in the Achroinim, as it relates to understanding the Rosh. And this is Yisoida Chasidus V'Shoyrish Avoida Tmimo, as it relates to understanding the laws of Rav. And this Mahalach is mentioned in Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. It's in Evene Ezer Chelik Bey Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. And it's also mentioned in the Shev Shmaitzer in Shmaitzer Bey's Tesvav. And that is that we know that there are two types of Ravs. There's what's known as Ruba de Issa Kamon, and is what's known as Ruba de Leisa Kaman. A Ruba de Issa Kaman is your classic Rav, where there's Teisha Chanuyos that sell kosher meat. There's one Chanus that sells non-kosher meat. All of a sudden, you found a sandwich, and you don't know if it came from the Teisha Chanuyos that sell the kosher meat, or if it came from the one store that sells the non-kosher meat. You have the Rav, the nine stores that sell kosher meat in front of you. You have that one non-kosher diner right in front of you as well. It's all there. You see everything. The Rav, the Miot, it's what's known as a Ruba de Issa Kaman. The Loch is, Achri Rabam Lahatois, we go Basar Rav. But then there's something called Ruba de Leisa Kaman. The classic example of Ruba de Leisa Kaman, this is the Mishnah's example, is a child has a Rav that this child, when it gets older, if it's a boy, it's not going to be a saris. If it's a girl, it's not going to be an island. It's like, hey, hilchas yibum. Question is, could you be miyabem a ketana? An islandess, we know, doesn't fall a yibum. Saris islandess is one of the greatest sugyos in Masechtis Yevamos. And it's a machlokes Remeir and the Chacham. The Chachamim say that you're not concerned that a ketana is going to grow older and be an islandess. And the reason is because Rav Noshim are not an islandess. And Rav Ketanim are not sarisim. And as a result, this is not something that you have to be concerned about. Now, all these islandesses in the world that are and aren't, all the Noshma Deilefaneinu, of course not. You don't have a Rav Noshim that are not islandess in front of you right now. The Rav is Leisa Kamon. Stating that, there's Allah, you go Basar Rav. If you think about it, Ruba the Leisa Kamon is more like a statistics type of thing. So just based on the statistics and the analytics, if you run the numbers, you're going to see that Rav Noshim are not going to be an islandess. Rav Kitanim are not going to be Sarisim. It's right. It's rooted in assuming that this parish is Meruba parish. But it's different in the sense that this roiv is not Isa Kamon, but rather this roiv is Lesa Kamon. So they're both roiv. They both permeate Shas. But really, if you want to learn the sugis of roiv better, every time you see a roiv, you ask yourself, is this a ruba de Isa Kamon? Or is this a ruba de Lesa Kamon? So Zokte Elu Dichsam Soifer. Zokte Shev Shmaitza, that the Rosh was Mechadish. That every time you have a suffix, and now there's a roiv. The roiv does not have the ability to make the suffix or suffix. Michlau Sveika Loi Nafka. This is only true by a ruba de Isa Kamon. So when you have a ruba de Isa Kamon, that's when you have this idea of Michlau Sveika Loi Nafka. If, however, the roiv that you have is a ruba de Lesa Kamon, over there, it's going to be different. So the words first. When it's a ruba de Isa Kamon, that's when you have the rush. But when it's a ruba de Lesa Kamon, over there, you're not going to have the rush. So kofatz echem and amenuyin, that's a ruba de Isa Kamon, right? The roiv animals that are not menuyim are right in front of you. The one that's from the menuyim is in front of you. Now go figure out which sheep is which. Good luck. That's the sofik. But in terms of the roiv and the miyot, it's all in front of you. It's a ruba de isa kamon. When it's a ruba de isa kamon, even though there's a loch of roiv, of a michlal sveik aloi nafka, and asiri vad v'lei asiri sofik, it's held to a higher standard. I mean that it's held to a higher standard, so therefore you have the rush. If, however, the roiv that you're dining right now is a ruba de lesser kamon, that roiv is not in front of you. Oh, when the roiv is lesser kamon, over there it's ready going to be different. Kvega asked the Kasha, right? He brought this as a raya to his shtikl Torah, to Rav Tuvia and to the Baal Ksav of HaKabbalah. He said, now, wait, the rush, let me ask you a question. How could you ever have a situation of Maisa Behema? Isn't there always a suffix that the animals are treif? A treif is possible, Maisa Behema. Elamai Raif, the rush said that you can't use Raif when it comes to Asiri Vadavale Asiri suffix. The Torah says that's a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. And by a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, a body can use it. The Rav Kivega said, "Ubezem Yushav Linocha Kasha." That bothered me, and that is that I don't understand the whole halacha of Lo Yovay Mamzeh Bekal Hashem Kal Vaday Veloy Kal Sofik. One makes it not a Kal Sofik. L'chayra Roy Pilas Achra Abal. That's also it's Ruba the Lesser. Come on, you don't have the Roiv in front of you, and being that you don't have the Roiv in front of you, it's a Ruba the Lesser. Come on, when there's a Ruba the Lesser, come on, there's no rush. So this is you say this thing a chiluk. The rush was only said by Ruba the Isa. Come on, the rush was not said by Ruba the Lesser. Come on. Now the emphasis, Rabbi the Chasam Soif, when he says this shtikl Torah, first of all, he uses the words v'tzorich loy malafi mashe harachti bekama mekoymus. He says this yisoy that I hold that the rush was only said by Ruba the Isa Kamon, it wasn't said by Ruba the Lesser Kamon, harachti ba bekama mekoymus. But the Chasam Soifer acknowledges one slight flaw in this, and that is when you learn the sugi of Raif, right? Where's the makar to Raif? You would think it's above a metzia. Ksubis, Gittin, Kedush, and Chulin, right? Chulin Daf Yud Aleph. That's the sugi of Raif, Ki Yodua. So the Gemara over there says, Minoha Milsa. How do we know that Zil Basa Ruba? So the Gemara says, it's learned out from Achir Rabbim Lahatlis. What do you mean? It's a parish in the Torah that if there's a court case, you take a vote amongst the Dayanim, whatever the majority of the Dayanim vote, that's what you're going to end up saying. Says the Gemara, no. I know Ruba de Isa Kamon. Ki Kami Bayulon Ruba de Lesa Kamon. My Shaila is, how do you know Ruba de Lesa Kamon? Meaning, Achir Rabbim Lahatlis, that's a makar for Ruba de Isa Kamon. How do I know that there's a loch of Roif, even by Ruba de Lesa Kamon? Fake. The way I'm explaining it, that you have the rush by a ruba de Isa Kamon, Michal Sveikaloi Nafka, but you don't have it by a ruba de Lesa Kamon, the roiv whacks out the whole suffix, then what would seem to emerge is which roiv is better. Ruba de Lesa Kamon is better than ruba de Isa Kamon. So how could the Gemara ask Akasha that after we figured out Ruba the Isa Kamon, how do you know Ruba the Lesser Kamon? It's a Kal V'chomer. If I know Ruba the Isa Kamon, certainly I should know Ruba the Lesser Kamon. The Kasha is even a little bit sharper because we know Rameir is Chayish L'miyuta. Rameir that's Chayish L'miyuta is only Chayish by Ruba the Lesser Kamon. He's not Chayish by Ruba the Isa Kamon. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Rameir doesn't agree with all the Mekairis to Ruba the Lesser Kamon. That's the whole avoid of Chul and Daf Yud Aleph. But the point is, Rameir holds of Ruba the Isa Kamon. He doesn't hold of Ruba the Lesser Kamon. In the Torah of the Chasam Soif, and it's also in the Shev Shmaitz, it's just the opposite. A Ruba de Lesa Kamon is better than a Ruba de Isa Kamon. So, you have to say that the Gemara in the Tchila of the Sugya didn't know for sure there's something called a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. Meaning, Ruba the Issa Kamon and Ruba the Lesson Kamon are different. Ruba the Issa Kamon, you have the Roiv in front of you. Ruba the Lesson Kamon, it's more of an abstract thing. It's a statistic. Mehecha Tesi, you could be Soymich on statistics. And just because I know Ruba the Issa Kamon doesn't beget that you have to know Ruba the Lesson Kamon. But once the Gemara proves that there is something called Ruba the Lesson Kamon, you could be Soymich on a statistic, then Zoktach Samsoy, the statistics are better than Ruba the Issa Kamon. So it's true. Just because I know Ruba the Issa Kamon, that by definition wouldn't necessarily mean that I would know a Ruba the Lesser Kamon. But if I know Ruba the Issa Kamon and I know Ruba the Lesser Kamon, then in Svar it makes sense that the Ruba the Lesser Kamon should be better than the Ruba the Issa Kamon. Either way, this is the Mahalach. The Mahalach is that the Rosh was said with regards to a Ruba the Issa Kamon. The Rosh was not said with regards to a Ruba the Lesser Kamon. The question is, what's the Svar? What's the chilek? Why would you have the rush? The rush says, let's get this clear. If there's a Ruba the Issa Kamon, just because there's a Roiv, it doesn't mean there's no. There's still a Safik. We're still not sure. There's a Din Roiv. But we're still not sure. Ruba the Lesser Kamon, there's no Safik. No, Roiv said, this girl's for sure not an islander. No, it's hack stack up. She's not an islander. For sure not. It's a Ruba the Lesser Kamon, it's a Roiv. Charles for sure not a Mamzer. Roiv Bilas Achabal. There's no question that Charles not a Mamzer. Teisha Chanuyais? Here, I'm not sure. Here, I'm not 100% sure. So the emphasis is, you take a look at the Chassam Sofer, and you take a look at the Shev Shmaitzer, they seem to have a slightly different nusach in terms of the way they knech it. And just before we go weiter, I just want to give a yashakoyach to Yedidi, Reb Dov Fishoff, who I've discussed the sugi with him many times over the years. This is a sugi we've been talking about in the Chabur already for years and years. He's written on this, Ayin Shom. But the point is, the Chassam Sofer is mashma, that the nekuda over here is, that by a Ruba the Issa Kamon, just like the Roiv is Issa Kamon, the Mir is also Issa Kamon. Meaning, the Roiv is here, but the Mir is also here. So, just like it's true, the Teisha Chanuyas that sell the kosher meat are here, we know for sure that the non-kosher meat is here too. Meaning, you can't just look at the Ruba the Issa Kamon, you have to look at the Mir that's Issa Kamon. And when there's a Mir that's Issa Kamon, Michal Sveikoloi Nafka. And even Roiv doesn't have the ability to make it Oisafik. As opposed to, as it relates to a Ruba the Lesser Kamon, it's true the Roiv is not here, but the Mir is also not here. So in the Torah of the Chassam Sofer, it sounds like, again, these are Knechers, but Ayin Shom, it sounds like what he's saying is that the Chilik is that by Ruba the Issa Kamon, the Mir is also Issa Kamon. And being that the Mir is Issa Kamon, so therefore you have a problem, as opposed to Ruba the Lesser Kamon, where there's no Mir Kamon, and therefore you're not Bukhir to be Mesopik. If you look in the Chef Schmeitzer seems to say a different nusach. Again, leave this for the lamnin. Just tein l'chalcha miyach gemoy. And that is, the Chef Schmeitzer says, Ruba the Lesser Kamon is a logical thing. It's a dover habomin asvara. It's mistaber that if there's a husband and a wife and a child, that the husband is the father of this child. It's mistaber that the child is not an islandess. The roiv is bom machmas, a real svara. Right? There's a svara, just darkei shaloylam. Tells you that this is probably the way it is. As opposed to by Teisha Chanuyos, says the Shmaitzer, there's no independent objective svara that would tell you that this meat is kosher versus not kosher. It's just based on the fact that I know most of the meat is kosher. Zokter Rosh, it's a nice svara of Michal Svekeloi Nafka, where there's an objective, inherent, intrinsic svara saying that this is the way it is. So then already that could be Machriya, B'tayriz Vaday, and that the Rosh never said Michal Svekeloi Nafka. When did the Rosh say Michal Svekeloi Nafka? That's when I don't have an objective svara to say that this, look at a piece of meat, I don't know, it could be kosher, it could be not kosher. Oh, grad, in this zip code, most of the fast food stores are kosher. Yeah, it's very nice, but there's nothing ba'etzim telling it to me. I mean that there's nothing ba'etzim telling it to me, it's for that reason it's going to be different. But I just want to be messiah, and that is, if you look at the Schmeitzer, the way the Schmeitzer says over this rush, meaning, what's the takeaway from this rush? Okay, so you have a rush, where the rush says that Roiv doesn't have the ability to make Sofik or Sofik. We have this Kenej from the Gedolei Achroinim, from the Shev Shmaitzer, who of course is the Baal Ksois Achoshin, and from the Chassam Sofer, that it's Dafka by Ruba the Issa Kamon, but it's not by Ruba the Lesser Kamon. I just want to read one line from the Shmaitzer. Says the Shmaitzer, quote, Vahainu, the Afal Gafd Anu Hoylchen Basa the Parash Meruba. Bein lahaka bein lahachna. He's talking about the rush. Einoi elo mitzad halacha, aval einoi vaday. It's the halacha. The halacha says this is what you're supposed to do, but it's not b'teres vaday. The einoi misvara loyma the parish yoisem miruba, v'yachol liyos the parish min amiyot kemoy min arayv. There's no svara says the Shmaitzer to say that this was parish from the roi more than it was parish from the miyot. It could be it was just the opposite. Nor vas, it's mitzada halacha. The halacha is that at the end of the day, this is the way it's supposed to be. There's a fundamental difference between a ruba de isa kamon and a ruba de lesa kamon in this base medrash. And that is a ruba de isa kamon, the roi is not being machrir the sofik. Period. It could be it's from the mir, just like it could be it's from the roi. Ruba de lesa kamon, it was Machriya the Suffolk. So the world of what Rav is doing in Aruba de Issa Kamon versus Aruba de Lesa Kamon is completely different. Just to be Messiah, you know, we know Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adif, right? This is Yeshiva 101. So if you have a Rav that faces off with a Chazaka, Ruba the Chazaka, why is that Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adif? So maybe Chazaka should be Adif. So Pasha, you learn in the world of Kol Dalam Gavar, Ruba the Chazaka, Rav is going to be Adif. There's some problems with that. I'll tell you one of the problems. Rameir, we know, is Chayish Lamiyuta. Rameir doesn't even hold of Ruba the Less Kamon. Rameir is not Chayish for Chazaka. So we have raid bites on this from Amo. It's a grace of Prima Godim, Zakasha, Yeshua Zakasha, that if Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adiv, and Rameir is Chayish Lamiyuta, he doesn't go Basar Rav, Zakavachem, he shouldn't go Basar Chazaka. How come no one ever heard of Rameir that doesn't go Basar Chazaka? Moir digging the veld, right? But the bottom line is that Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adiv, what's the Pshat? So the Achrayim will say, the Pshat is Hazoy, Rav and Chazaka are different. Rav is Mevarus Fekus. Chazaka is not Mevarus Fekus. What is Chazaka? Oik Meach Haskos. Right, there's different types of Chazakas. That's also Chasam Soif and Chulun Daf Yud. We have read bites on that. But the bottom line is, what is Chazaka? When you don't know what to do, Oik Meach Haskos, and you just leave it by the Chazaka. Roiv is Mevarus Fekus. Chazaka is not Mevarus Fekus. Chazaka just tells you that when you don't know what to do, just leave it by the Chazaka. The reason Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Adav, is not because Roiv is better than Chazaka. It's because when there's a Roiv, there's no Makom for Chazaka. What is the definition of Chazaka? Right, look it up in a dictionary. What's Chazaka? When Beis Din has a Suffolk, and they have no way to be Mevarus the Suffolk, Chazaka. Well, if there's a Roiv, then they do have what to do with the Suffolk. That's why Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Adav. It could be if I know something Machmas Chazaka, it's better than if I know what Machmas Roiv. But Ruba the Chazaka is still going to be Ruba Adif. Loi Mishpat HaBechayra, because to the extent that there's a Roiv, there's no Makom for Chazaka. Chazaka kicks in when all else is lost. When a person, when Beis Din is Miyuyish, right? From what to do with this, it's over. They mamish don't know where to go, they don't know what to do. Shin Yud Ches. So when they start up, that's Mitamol, that's where it comes in. And that's when you have the Halacha of Chazaka. But Avivul is a Roiv. Lufia now, that's only true by Ruba the Lesa Kamon, Ruba the Issa Kamon, Michal Sveik Alay Nafka, it's the Zelba Sofik. All it is, it's Mitzad the Halacha, says the Shmaitzer. It's just the Hanhaga. If that's the case, Hodja Kushal the Duchte. Why is it Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adif? Again, the theme of the beginning of Baba Metzia is we learn Kola Terukula, right? I stand on one foot, learn today's now. That's Mamish what's going on over here. Again, Basi, Rak, Leheir, Ula Oirer, Tein Lechacham, Viech Gamoid.